You're such an asshole.
Hello, children. I have an interesting request that comes from a lady. And we are not bigoted here at assholeconsulting.com because we like money. Hi, Cappy. I'm a 32-year-old female. I recently moved to a large city. We'll keep it anonymous. I would like to know how to make female friends here or in a large city in general. My hobbies include creative writing, screenwriting, chess, studying philosophy, and visual art. I'd also like to learn Spanish. I prefer a video response. Thanks. Well, I'll tell you right now, all those hobbies you need to get outside. Those are not group hobbies. Nothing wrong with them, but they're kind of, well, chess, you play with one person. Creative writing, screenwriting, that until you actually go and start filming things, that's you're not going to run into people. Studying philosophy, that's a one-person hobby. Visual art, that's one-person hobby. I'll tell you right now, your hobby, there's nothing wrong with them. You just need to get hobbies that engage and involve other people. So that's one thing there. I was kind of a little, not confused, but I quirked, if that's a word. I'm kind of, my interest is piqued in the question. I say, well, how successful are you with male friends? Also, what is your profession? I won't mention it in a video, but from my own understanding, I'm pretty successful with male friends. I have several college friends I'm still in touch with from undergrad. My profession is a STEM field. I won't mention what. And most of my colleagues are male. I would like a video response. Bah, 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 bah. I said, permit me one other question. Why do you want more female friends? What do you hope to achieve in having female friends? He says, hi, Cappy. I'd like some new female friends because women can understand me in ways that men may not. Okay, I'll grant you that. I got you that. Then this is the funny one. This is the funny, because you're in STEM, right? You should know this. They can harness my female energy. No. No, hang on. Hang on. You're in STEM, okay? If I grabbed a physics book, would there be documented proof of female energy? Like in addition to thermal and nuclear and solar and electric. Oh, hey, female energy. Well, we can harness this. They set that female energy plant right down there. Yeah, the women all gather around and they provide it. Is it clean? Is it zero carbon emission? It is. They just gather up all the female energy and they power the city. Oh, boy. Oh, that's good for that. Glad those gals are here. I guess I know what you mean. But I actually don't. I mean, I you know, call me biased, and I am biased because I'm male. I don't know, if, not a female with female friends, and I do have female friends, but I've never had this female energy. I guess it would be akin to male camaraderie, and we're all in the locker room and we're cutting penis jokes and whatnot, and you know, in exchanging insults. I the female energy. I get a kick out of that. And unlike female-male friendships, the sex part doesn't get in the way. Well, that's true, too. I guess that's there. All right. There'll be two parts to my consultation. One will be the advice part, the execution, which is going to be pretty basic. And the other thing is going to be managing expectations because you're somewhat unique. So let's go with the, I guess, the practical stuff first. I guess, hang on, let me write this down so I don't forget. There will be practical. There will be theoretical or guidance. No, expectations. Then we're going to go theoretical. There we go. All right. Practical first. All right. You got any, like anything else, whether you're dating any human interaction, you got to get out there. And the first, there's nothing wrong, but the first obvious problem is that your hobbies are all one-person hobbies. So you got to get out. And so immediately draft up a list. You're in a town that's warm during winter or warmer, so there's still some outdoor activities. You're in a free state, so you're in a liberal town, but that's every major leftist large city. So I don't know what their municipal lockdown measures might be, but you're just going to have to get out. And then, like, when women want to find guys, well, where do I find guys, quality guys? I say, okay, well, you got to go where the quality guys are. Gun ranges, cigar lounges, maybe ballroom dancing. You know, where do you find quality females? I guess trade associations, your professional association, exercise, you know, like meet up, like the running group for women. And it doesn't have to be exclusively women, but running group, it could be co-ed. You just got to get out. So come up with a list of hobbies you like to do outside or that are a group of people and go there. You standard ones. I mean, that would skew female, would be the, you know, your wine tastings or your whatever else, the hat wings. I was always jealous when I went on meetup in the Twin Cities. I'm not kidding. The lesbian meetup gals, they had the funnest activities. And you couldn't join unless you were a lesbian. I'm like, I want to go to the zoo and then go shoot poker or pool. Just, look at all the fun they're having. I was like, they always had the good stuff. They're going to go play volleyball. But I'm not saying join that because then you reintroduce the sexual aspect of it. But there's got to be, in that particular town, a ton of meetup activities, a ton of groups. And I mean, dodgeball, anything, just get out there. I'd strongly recommend you look into ballroom dancing. That's a little bit more cerebral. And you get to meet guys as well. But there's always women in that outfit too. In this particular town, I know there will be a relatively good salsa Latin dancing community. So that's something to do. But then you're probably, I mean, the world's your oyster. But you're going to have to sit. You guys got to do your homework. I can't. Oh, yeah. Go to Fifth and Main. There's a bunch of really intelligent girls that are just going to totally jive with you chemically. You got to put together the research, figure out where to go, spend a fair amount of time on the internet. 1 minute on the internet will save you an hour in traffic and find out. Okay, here's. And then you got to go. You got to go regularly. And I'll tell you this, as you get older and you're 32 and you're that age, it gets tiring, man. It becomes a chore. Before you, when you're young and you're like, you're a fresh adult, I'm out, I'm free. You turn 21, now I can go to the bars. And like, you explore everything. But by the time you feel like, yeah, I've done it all. Yeah, I don't know. Really, oh, get up, leave the house. Ooh, oh, that's a costly proposition. that's risky. What if I get stuck in traffic? What if I don't like where I'm going? It's work, man. You got to get out there and go fight. So that's you just got to get out. So sit down, think about what you want. I mean, there's writing groups. That's another thing that would kind of skew female. There's creative writing groups where you go in and talk about what you wrote. I think it would be dreadfully boring, but there you go. All right. So the practicum, get out, go do. That's what I recommend. And anything that interests you intellectually. Where did my notes go? Okay. Expectations. All right. Where is it? Here we go. Curse of the High IQ. Go read it. You are a young lady in STEM, legit degree profession. You are much smarter than the average bear. Okay. So it's going to be rare for you to make friends, period, male or female. But also, an added disadvantage you have is that you're also very logical. You're also in STEM, which doesn't socially ostracize you, but statistically ostracizes you and makes you even more removed from female nature. Most women your age, most women, period, are going to be social workers, teachers, guidance counselors, nurse types. And as you're acutely aware, there's not a lot of women in your field, which I think would be a great place to start, even though I know it's work. But if you found women in STEM or women in your specific field, I think that'd be a great place to start because you guys would have some of the same issues, not necessarily problems, but you face the same things like, yeah, there aren't a lot of gals here, you know, and they would be able to relate to you professionally and intellectually as well. And logically, because your field is basically all logic. whereas I do not see you mixing with Bipsy and Mitzi and Tina and Bambi. Oh my God, OMG, we're at the wine tasting. And I don't know what your politics are, I'm going to assume it's not Marxist leftist because one, you're logical, two, you make good money, I presume. And three, you didn't get there by mailing it in a liberal arts degree. So kind of a nerd, which is fine, which is good. I made a lot of nerd friends. Hey, idea? Dungeons and Dragons. Well, hold on now. No, no. You could find a female-only group of Dungeons and Dragons, maybe. But you're not going to find a lot of, it's not just like you go out to the nightclub and you find the gals from Sex and the City and like, OMG, hey girlfriends, hi, have you tried the wine? The cake is amazing. OMG, so I found a new pair of shoes. You're gonna put a gun to your head because they're not going to be your intellectual equals. Maybe Mensa, maybe. I've not heard great things about Mensa. Not bad things either. It's just not the end-all, be-all. But just, you got to reel in your expectations because, look, already the vast majority of Americans are pretty lazy, intellectually vapid, and pretty darn stupid. Even if you have a high IQ potential, that doesn't mean these people honed it or have the work ethic to sharpen it into an effective profession or an effective sharpened intellect that I presume you have. So I would not, I know you would like to have some sisters. I absolutely understand. You'd like to join the sisterhood, like you got brotherhood, camaraderie with men, sisterhood, you'd like to have some females around. But man, given your IQ and then also given your profession, there's just not going to be that many sisters in arms that you're going to relate to and they're going to relate to you. So I would reel in your expectations. And then finally, I guess I have a theoretical question. And this is what I found with friends. You almost, they're like dogs. You don't choose your friends. They kind of choose you. It just happens naturally. And whereas I understand you strategically wanting to search out females because you want that female camaraderie, it may not happen. And I've just gone out and done things. And if I get male friends, cool. If they're female friends, fine. I've never really said, I want to find these type of, which I've never understood. How do I get social? How do I find friends? I'm like, I mean, how do you hive? How bad is your social skills that you can't, not you can't find the girls, which you understand, but what do you mean you don't have friends? Like, even when I was a nerd, I just found nerd friends because we like the same nerdy things. Not to say that you're socially awkward. You just don't put yourself out. Like, your hobbies are all insular, all done at home probably. So the theoretical question I'm asking you is, you know, why female friends? And I understand you said, oh, because I want the female camaraderie and all that. All right. But have you seen females? Do you really want to hang out with them? And it's not the slam on the, there's some gals out there. The gals you want as friends are the women that like, dude, most of my friends are dudes. I don't want to hang, man, women backstab each other. I don't want any of those. I want to hang out with the guys. They do cool things. They ride motorcycles. They race cars. They die. Like, yeah, most of the gals are catty and whiny. I don't want anything. And that's kind of the sisterhood you want to find. Because I just have a feeling you're not going to be able to tolerate the vapidness, the vapidity of your rank and file, large, liberal, leftist city girls. It's just not going to happen. I don't think there's the statistics, especially when you factor in your IQ and your profession. And I would ask, like, have you seen gals? Do you really want to hang out with them? I mean, I have female friends, but they're kind of tomboyish, kind of cool. Well, some of them are pretty feminine too, but they're sharp. You know, there's a little bit of wit. They come in and they pick on me. You know, like, hey, I see what you're doing. You're kind of like one of the guys. All right. But kind of like, since you're talking about other people and culture and society, you're only one variable of, you know, almost an infinite amount of variables, and you only control one thing about, you know, you control you. Everything else is kind of up to the world. You know, go out there, try your best. I wouldn't actively try to like, oh, can I join you guys? I mean, then people are like, well, what's wrong with that person? But, you know, just go out. And if you find some female friends, cool. All right. You know, I guess you choose this is a female only meetup group. Fine. That's fine. But I wouldn't say, well, those, you know, there's guys there. No, go. And so what, you make some guy friends along the way with the drawbacks. They might hit on you. I understand. But friends are friends, and you kind of don't control who they are. You don't control when they leave either. So there's a couple things you can increase your stats and chances with, you know, target female only groups, target activities, hobbies, fun things that skew female. almost guarantee you there's got to be a female profession for your profession, like a guild or sorts. And certainly I'd even fly to those conventions, wherever they may be. But I would also lower your expectations because you're in a large metro area. You're of the age where everyone's a Marxist leftist. Yay. You're not, there's a lot of NPCs, male and female. And because of your IQ skewing pretty high and your profession being very not traditionally female, you're going to have a hard time finding women that are going to be able to keep up with you intellectually, let alone be. So we're just talking like you get along intellectually. Like to be friends, you got to be within 10 IQ points of each other. Otherwise, one is too stupid, one's too smart. This is nothing about your personality, but don't force it. Friends will happen. I'm going to predict you're going to make more guy friends than you are female friends in these endeavors. But you'll make friends along the way. Unfortunately, some will be me. I know you didn't want us guys. I know. That's what's in the shelves today. But you should be able to find some female friends. And here's the other thing. You don't want to find like your family of women and females. If you just find like two good friends, you've already won. All right. So I don't know if you're going to find a sisterhood or like a group of gals and they're all going to be on the same team. But man, that's just anybody. If you could find two good friends, you're winning. You're very lucky in life. So there we go. All right. Let's go to the super chats. Taekwondo, roughly 2 British pounds. Tinder is the only place to make friends. Try it. Nonstop Dre, $2. Cappy, just mad there's no meetups for dog abusers. Yes, me and Michael Vick. Was that the guy? Yes, I looked it up on meetup.com. Although I did like walk into the local nerd store in Rapid City where they had like they were playing board games and it didn't stink. All the guys kind of look like normal nerds, not Asperger, faking mental illness, woe is me, going to cry if I can't cast my spell, Chris Jan type nerds. They look like normal nerds. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I can join. Maybe I'll come in here sometime. But they did not have a dog abusing meetup group. Rolling on a floor laughing, Zors 09, $5, heading to Tempe for a month. Any recommendation, bars, hikes, food? Oh, Tempe, you're going to be roughly south, east side of the Peralta Mountain Range. Flatiron, do Flatiron. You can also do the standard ones. It's not head west up. It used to be called Squaw Peak. And I'm for them changing the name. An American Indian gal died in war. She was a soldier. And they name it Piastrestra. Something like that. It used to be, just look up Squaw Peak and find it. And they renamed it her. So I was like, okay, that's cool. That's cool. She did something. Camelback. Bars. I'd go to old Scottsdale, which would be just straight up Scottsdale Boulevard Avenue, I believe it is. And then Tempe. Ooh, the Fox Cigar Lounge. That's in Scottsdale. Tempe's just too college age for me. And I haven't been to Arizona in a long time. Start with Scottsdale for now. Cause then you go Baseline Avenue. That's just east west. There's not a lot there. I guess you go off into Chandler. That's more of a living community. But yeah, if you're on that side, you don't want to be like going to the White Mountains. You don't want to be going to Cave Creek, although there is hiking and stuff out there. You want to go out. What I would say is the best mountain range or hiking area, the Peralta Trails, Fremont Saddle, that type of thing. That's what I would do. As for food, and I don't know, are people still serving food? Do we have wait staff? Food, Subway. That's what I'm recommending. Subway. They seem to have their supply chain down. All right. See you guys later. Toodles.